is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. And I want to, first of all, thank all of my loyal listeners who are joining me again today. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who are enjoying the beautiful weather. I know up here in Michigan, we finally got some sunshine and our temperatures are going up and the snow is melting and spring is in the air. And that makes us all feel really, really good. And of course, this is a holiday weekend. I call it Resurrection Weekend. I don't refer to it as Easter per se. But anyway, I want to wish you all a happy holiday weekend. And I ended up last night having the pleasure of going and seeing a play called The Passion at my church. And it was absolutely amazing how local people have come together and have put this production on. It was just outstanding. So I was really, really blessed to be able to attend that last night at my church. And so anyway, I hope you are enjoying your day, and I'm glad that you are joining me. I have a very special guest today, which I feel is a very fitting topic. We're going to be talking a little bit about emotional healing. You know, we are made up of emotion. We're mental, physical, emotion, and spiritual. And part of healing our world is healing our emotional side. And there are those out there who have suffered trauma and tragedy in their life who managed to heal and go on and continue in life. And today, my guest is one of those people. But before we go, I want to make a couple announcements. I am proud to announce, that my children entered me into a national contest called America's Outstanding Mom. And I now hold the 2013 Outstanding Mom of Michigan title and will be competing in the national title in New York in July. I'm very honored that my children feel like this about me, and actually was really pretty much in tears when I got the announcement from my daughter. She sent me a beautiful email saying, "Guess what, Mom? You are Michigan's Outstanding Mom of the Year." So anyway, my platform is Heart for Autism. And I will be doing all that I can to educate and raise awareness as to the environmental causes of autism, which we know are chemicals and foods, water and air, and of course, the whole vaccine issue cannot be ignored. And so Heart for Autism, by the way, is a nonprofit organization that I started with my daughter, Dr. Renee Toko Hunter, last year. Our goal is to raise funds for children with autism and also help fund training conferences for physicians who want to learn the latest in helping these precious children recover or improve. And a lot of people are shocked to know that some children can actually recover from autism. Well, that's the good news. We have already held 5 training conferences and trained a few hundred physicians around the country to help these kids recover. But the big problem is finances. So we started this 501c3 so that we can raise money for conferences to continue to train these physicians. And also the children who need the care, their families, many of them are struggling and are broke and they're just dealing with the day-to-day struggles of having autistic children. And so we want to raise money for them and start a whole scholarship program so that they can get the funds they need. So if you're interested in being a part of this, go to heartforautism.com where you can donate and learn more. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back with our great guest. So stay tuned.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And this is Mary Toko with Healing Our World. And again, just before the break, I was mentioning the new 501c3 called Heart for Autism. And if you feel so inclined, just know that you can go there and you can donate to our cause. And you have my guarantee the money is going to get where it needs to get. I know there's a lot of nonprofits out there that are misusing funds, but if you know me and you've been following me for the last 15 years, you know that I'm really dedicated to helping these children with autism. It's not about me. It's about them and everything I can do to help them. So now I would like to just let you know that I have a great guest scheduled today. I had the opportunity to talk to her earlier, and also I have her book. Her book is called Avalanche, Lessons of Love. And basically, her message is that we should all understand that pain and suffering can be a spiritual blessing. And I know that sometimes when we're going through the process of pain and suffering, we don't see it as a blessing. But basically, Chris, and I hope I'm pronunciating this right, Chris Ochiakin lived as a privileged lifestyle, had a wonderful husband and a family, and life was good. But you know, there are no guarantees. She is the mother of six children. And when her children were young, her husband, Alfonso Ochia, an entrepreneurial businessman in Mexico, was killed in an avalanche while heli skiing in British Columbia, Canada. Her book, Avalanche, Lessons in Love, is an inspirational book about real life tragedy and one woman's fight to find purpose, peace, and strength. And sometimes, folks, we all need a wake up call. And when I say that, I'm talking to those of us who have not really suffered any kind of tragedy like this. We can't even relate to what it would be like to lose a child or to lose a husband, especially when you're a mother of six. So sometimes, you know, things come along in life to show us how blessed we are. And if you find yourself struggling, if it is hard to be at peace or feel happy or joy, pay close attention to this program today. Know that, you know, she had six children who were depending on her, and she had to learn to carry on. Anyway, I would like to, first of all, thank you for joining me today, Chris, and welcome to my program.
Thank you so much, Mary, and congratulations. Being the best mom of Michigan is quite an honor, especially when your children nominated you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I was really, like I said, taken back. I first of all, didn't even know there was a group called the Outstanding, the America's Outstanding Mom Award. I had no idea. So when I got the email, I was like, what? Is this some kind of joke? You know, I didn't know. But thank you so much. I have, like I said, it was just really wonderful of my children to nominate me. And then, of course, it's great to hold the title. And I feel now that it's a way for me to get my message out to more people that perhaps I wouldn't have met earlier.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anyway, let's talk about your book. By the way, her website is avalanchelessonsoflove.com. She also has a blog called Food for the Soul. And on her website, you can learn about her story, her book, and of course be a part of her blog. And her book is available on Amazon.com. If you love to read and you want to hear a true, heart-wrenching story that has a happy ending and will encourage you, I encourage you to get Avalanche Lessons of Love. But I want to take you back to that day. I read it in the book, and I have to tell you, my eyes were watering as I read your story. And I can't wait to hear the happy ending, because I'm all about happy endings. And so, and I realize happiness comes from within. But that day that you got that news, I can't even imagine what was going through your mind at the time. Do you want to touch on that briefly?
Sure, Mary. It was quite a day. I mean, my little daughter, I have five sons and one little girl. And Alphonse and I had wanted to have a daughter and finally had a daughter. 6 months after that, he went heli-skiing in British Columbia. And that day, when I was given the news, it was such a shock to me, because I had thought that in God's plan, when you have six children, that you were to have a husband and a wife, and together you were going to, your mission in life would be to raise these children. And it never even occurred to me that I might be doing this on my own. And so the day I got the word that he had been killed in an avalanche, along with eight other people, I fainted on the spot. It was such a shock to me. I just didn't even know how life could possibly go on without him.
And I can't even imagine. Your body, emotionally, mentally, just shut down. It couldn't take the news.
Yes.
And the devastating, and I don't want to dwell on it, because I don't even like to have you even think back to those days. But somehow you had to manage with six children. And
yes.
What do you think got you through those first several months?
Well, I think it was pretty hard. I remember the day after I had the news, I was up all night. Some of my friends came over to the house and they sat with me. I had told my parents that evening, they lived in San Diego, and they were trying to get down to Guadalajara, where I lived. So I was with friends that evening, and I remember standing outside of, in my backyard, watching the sun rise at around 6 a.m., and one of my friends said to me, "Chris, the sun will shine for you again." And I thought, it never will. And the incredible thing is, I have told that same saying, "The sun will shine for you again," to so many of my friends who have gone through difficult times. And at the time, you can't see it, but it does happen. And over the next couple of months, it was extremely difficult to deal with what was going on in my life, because my husband had owned with his brother-in-law, the second largest steel company in Mexico. My brother-in-law was a true Mexican male and was not very happy to have an American woman be his 50-50 partner. And over the next couple of months, he schemed and succeeded in taking away all of what Alfonso had left for me and my children. He had my house broken into. He had me followed to the point where I was living with a bodyguard and very fearful that something would happen to me if I didn't give in to what he wanted, and then my children would be orphans. And that was probably as devastating as the loss of my husband.
Oh, I'm certain. You have six children to feed and to take care of, and now you're not only trying to get through the grief of losing your husband unexpectedly, but you're having to fight for everything that he worked and you worked so hard for many years, and this is your own brother-in-law?
Yes. He was, I kind of thought that he was thinking that this was his opportunity. He had always kind of lived in the shadow of my husband. My husband was the charismatic one, and I think he thought this is my opportunity to have it all. And obviously I wasn't in a wonderful frame of mind, having suffered the loss. And I really felt that it was almost, what he did to me was almost like violating me, because it was such a trust that I had that he would be guiding me, and he violated that trust. So in the end, Mary, I decided that no amount of money was worth having my children become orphans. And I decided that I was going to give everything to him and start over again, which is basically what I did. And it was a very hard decision because it would mean giving up a lot. But I thought my children needed a mom. They did not need to be without a dad and a mom. And so I thought I just had to step up and choose money, choose not to have the money, and choose my family over that.
What a sacrifice. And I guess that's where you have to let all of the anger and the resentment and the hurt. And I'm only trying to imagine the feelings that you had being violated like that, as you said.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was going to tell you that during all of this tremendously difficult time, a friend of mine came to me and she said, "You need help, emotional help." And I said, "Oh, yes, I do." I was in such a depression. And she enrolled me into a class at the Jesuit University in Guadalajara. And I didn't really want to go, but I thought that she had made the effort, and so I should go. And the first day of the class, I sat in the very back trying to hide. And the first day of class, the teacher said, "Everything is just the way it's supposed to be." And I thought, she is absolutely wrong. I was not supposed to lose my husband. I was not supposed to be dealing with my brother-in-law. She is not right. And she is right. Everything that happens is part of God's plan. And if that had not happened to me, later things in my life would not have happened either. So I learned in that class about the Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador. In the 1980s, he was the Archbishop of El Salvador during the time that El Salvador was having a very difficult time with the government. The government had put Archbishop Romero into power as kind of a puppet. They wanted him to do exactly what they wanted him to do. And for the first couple of years of his, when he was Archbishop, he did. And then he started to see so many of the injustices, social injustices that were being done. And he...
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Hold that thought. I want to hear the story. This is very important. We'll be back after a short station break, and we will pick up where you left off.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And my guest today is Chris Okeokeen, and we are talking about her book, Avalanche, Lessons of Love. And right before the break, Chris, you were talking about how everything happens for a reason and a purpose. And you know, and again, I can just, when you said that, I thought about how you must have felt hearing that. But you were going on and you were discussing or telling the story of how you heard about this Archbishop Romero of El Salvador. Continue on, please. I'm curious to see how his story helped you to realize that everything that we go through does have a purpose.
Well, as I was saying, he was the Archbishop and a puppet figurehead in El Salvador, and it was around in the 1980s. And one day he was really fighting with himself, inside himself, and seeing the injustices that the government was doing. And one day his very best friend, who was a priest, had been captured, kidnapped, tortured, and killed by the government. And his body was thrown into Archbishop Romero's front yard. And when he saw that, it was like a turning point for him. He went up close to his house on the top of a hill, and he prayed to God. And with the tears running down his face, he said these words that have now become almost my mantra. He looked to God, to the heavens, and he said, "I can't." And then not in anger, but in desperation and frustration. He said, "You must." And then he said, "I'm yours." He surrendered to God and said, "Show me the way." And I say those words almost every day in my life. I can't. You must. I'm yours. Show me the way. I don't see it, Lord, but show me the way. And it has been the trust and the hope that has gotten me through these difficult times.
So how does tragedy reveal blessings in your life? How do people who are going through tragedy right now know that someday they're going to look back on it and find a blessing in it?
Well, I think that there's a lot of trust there. Certainly when you're going through it, you can't imagine that your life will ever be good again. But I have to say that if I hadn't gone through what I did in Mexico, I would have never moved to San Diego. And the next chapter of my life would have never unfolded. And I think that you have to reach out to friends. When you are going through tragedy, there is such a temptation to close yourself off, to just be in that dark space, to have a complete pity party for yourself, and think that no one else has possibly gone through what you're going through. But there are friends out there, there are family who want to help you. And it is a decision that you have to make to open your heart and allow people to come in, to let them take your hand and help you through these hard times. Because in the future, sometime you will be asked to do that to a friend. And that's what we're here for. We are community. We are here to look out for each other. And the blessings are so unexpected when they happen and so amazing that you have to trust that you will see them by opening your heart.
And your story doesn't end there. People, this woman has experienced more tragedy than I have never in my life experienced any of the tragedy that she has experienced. And then she met her next husband, Dick Keene, who eventually got married. They got married, and he helped her raise her children, and he helped her put her life back together. And then tragically, Dick died after suffering a stroke and battling pancreatic cancer. Well, talk about that for a little while.
Well, Mary, I decided to move back to San Diego and start over again. I thought it was a really good idea to just put some distance between my old life and focus on the present and moving on. So in the meantime, when I was still in Guadalajara, my brother, right after the funeral, was reading all of the periodicals and the newspapers about the avalanche, and he said, "Yeah, I really think, Chris, that you ought to get some legal advice. I think that these people who were killed in the avalanche should not have been on that mountain." He said, "I think you ought to go to Canada and hire an attorney." And I looked at him like he was crazy. I said, "Are you kidding me? Jim, I have the 6 kids. I'm dealing with Francisco." He said, "You're right. How about if I do it for you?" Another blessing.
Yes.
So my brother Jim went up to Vancouver, and he hired Davis and Company after interviewing a number of different law firms. This is before the Internet, so he had to do some research the hard way and the old-fashioned way. So he interviewed a number of different law firms and decided to hire Ross Clark to represent me. Ross had lived through an avalanche himself where a couple of his best friends were killed. And he, in turn, took Canadian Mountain Holidays, the same company that where Alfonso had died, to court. And he had been successful in proving negligence against the company.
Wow. Hold that thought. We'll be back after a short station break to continue this discussion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Mobile Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And this is Mary Toko, and you're listening to Healing Our World. And I want to just tell you where you can get a copy of Avalanche Lessons of Love. You can find it on Amazon. And also please check out Chris's website, avalanchelessonsofloveallonword.com. And, you know, it's just an incredible story. And we were just getting into the fact that she met another man, fell in love. He married her, and he began to help her raise her children when all of a sudden he himself had issues, right?
Yes. Yes, he did. He was absolutely the most wonderful person, Mary. I was saying before that I had, in the meantime, hired Davis & Company in Vancouver to represent me. And after I met Dick, it was necessary to let them know that we wanted to get married. So I called Ross's co-counsel, Susan Smith. She was just such a sensitive young woman who was also my attorney. And I said, Susan, I just wanted to let you know the good news. I've met someone and we want to get married. And she said, that's wonderful, Chris, but I really think that you need to let Ross know. And I said, Susan, can't you tell him I'm kind of afraid of him? He is so intimidating. And she said, no, 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 you have to let him know. So I gathered all my courage and dialed the phone and called him. And I said, Ross, I just wanted to let you know that I have met someone, Richard Keene, and we really want to get married. And he said, well, I think you should wait, Chris. He says, I'm happy for you, but I really think you should wait. until the judgment comes in after the trial. If we win, the judge in Canada, we did not have a jury. It was just a judge who rules on the points of law. So he said, I think you should wait until after the judgment comes in because she will award you according to your income. And if you have a husband and he is, you know, providing for you, then you will get a smaller award. So on Ross's advice, we decided to wait. And one day after coming home from school with the children and picking them up, this was back in 1996, I saw that I had an a message on my answering machine. So I immediately took it. It was about 3:30 in the afternoon, and it was Ross's voice. And he said, Chris, I am really sorry to tell you, but we have lost the case on every count. The judge also has allowed the fact that Canadian Mountain Holidays can now sue you for their court costs, which were over and above $2 million.
Oh, my word.
Yes. I was so stunned, Mary, that I had thought that during the trial, which lasted for 9 months, that the judge, who was a woman, and I had kind of a rapport, kind of a non-spoken woman to woman. She had been an American citizen. She had been a single mom. And I really thought that we had kind of had an understanding. Obviously, that wasn't the case. She ruled against me on everything, which just absolutely put our lives into a tailspin. When I spoke to Dick and told him about that, the first thing he said, well, the first thing we're going to do is get married. And he said, you are not alone. You do not have to go through this alone this time. I am with you.
Aww.
And just, oh, he was just the most wonderful man. And so together, we figured out what we had to do. We sold my house. We pulled my children out of private school. Two of them had been in a special school for children with special needs. We bought a smaller house in a different neighborhood. I went back to the university, to UCSD, and studied to become an interpreter. And for the first time in probably 30 years, I went back to work. And,
wow. You
know, it was all just fine, Mary. The children just absolutely loved Dick. He took them in as his own. We had just a wonderful marriage. We had a wonderful life together. And it was different than my first marriage, but it was wonderful. And I think that's one a really important fact, too, that we have to think nothing is ever going to be the same. Change happens in our life. It just happens. When we're open to it, it's wonderful. This change in my life was absolutely fantastic. One evening, we went out for dinner with our friends, and the next morning, Dick was taking a shower, and I came in to brush my teeth into the bathroom, and he got out of the shower and sat on the side of the tub and started holding his head. And when he looked up at me with those big, beautiful blue eyes, nothing but gibberish came out. And
Oh.
he was talking like nipsy, nupsy, nupsy. And I thought, my goodness, what is going on? And I don't know, it must have been some kind of enlightenment, but I immediately thought to call the doctor. And the doctor said, Chris, don't even get dressed. Just the way you are, get him over to the trauma unit at Scripps Memorial Hospital. I'm calling ahead. They will be waiting for you.
Right. He was having a stroke.
He was having a stroke. And
isn't that something?
It was shocking for me. And I went into fear mode. He was in fear mode. And I thought, you know, I have to be strong for him. I have to be strong. And I was so afraid of losing him. I had lost my first husband, and that made it even harder for me to be strong, I think. So
sure.
Dick lived through the stroke, and his speech and memory were affected. But the doctor told me that he could really recover from that if we retaught him language. So there's nothing I like better than a project. So over in the house, we had everything with labels a chair, the table, the cabinet, the door, everything. Mm. And slowly he was getting back some of his ability to be able to read and speak. But one day he kept rubbing his stomach and looking like a pained expression on his face. So I called the doctor, and after many, 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 many tests, I got a call from the doctor's offices. And you know it's never good when the doctor's receptionist says, "We're clearing the calendar for you tomorrow. The doctor wants to see you."
Right, right.
And my heart just fell. I thought, oh, no, now what? And so we went in the next day, and he said, "Dick has pancreatic cancer. He will live for about 3 months." And
my
as best
goodness.
He could, he explained it to Dick, and it was horrible.
So here you are, again, trying to find not only courage and strength, but somehow trusting God and calling on your faith to get you through.
Yes. Again, I went back to Archbishop Romero's saying, "I can't, you must.
You must.
Mm-hmm. I'm yours. Show me
show
the way."
Show me the way.
But through tears, it was show me the way, because I surely don't see it. And October 20th, 2002, Dick passed away. And it was a terrible battle with cancer and heartbreaking, because he wasn't able to enjoy the last couple of months of his life. He couldn't. He was afraid. But the love that we had helped him through it. And the love that he had for his children, his stepchildren, it was a beautiful moment when he passed. We were all there. And after that, Mary, I thought I was going to crumble. And it didn't seem like anything would help. And fortunately for us, Dick passed away at San Diego Hospice. And the hospice people are so wonderful. Every month, I would get a message on my answering machine. "Chris, we have programs. We'd love to hear from you. We have a grief counseling program. Please give us a call." And every month, Mary, I would go delete, 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 delete. I just wasn't ready. Just wasn't ready to talk about it and to even face it. And it took me probably a year and a half before I was ready. And during that time, I tried the best I could to handle things, but I wasn't doing very well.
About your children, now your children have had the loss with you. How do you talk to children? I know by now they're probably a little bit, they were older, but even so, how do you talk to them about a God, a loving God in heaven, who apparently, you know, we do take on things that are greater, that feel greater than us. You know that old saying, God will never give you anything more than you can handle. I don't believe that that's always true. I don't believe, I really don't. I don't even think it's biblical, to be honest with you. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, I'm going to give you all kinds of challenges, even if you don't think you can handle them. It's quite different. He says, I will help you get through your challenges. I'm here for you, but challenges are going to come. And
yes.
So how do you reach out to your children during this time when your own faith or your own, your own peace is being so challenged?
Well, it's a hard thing to do. And if you are not okay, I tell my friends that it is like raising children on your own when you are at 50% and walking through a fog. That's how I felt. And things that I would have been able to handle normally if I were okay suddenly became completely difficult and out of proportion. And I counted on the school that my children went to, the counseling that the children went to, and also just lots of love and hugs. And we would sit together for a long time, and I would just hug them. And we would cry. And I don't know if that is the best way, but they knew that they had a loving mother still. who didn't really understand all of this. And somehow it's hard to understand, and even harder for children to understand all of this. And I remember my daughter, who at the time was 11, just said through tears, "Mommy, why can't we just be normal? Why can't we just be normal?" And I said, "Sweetheart, I don't know. I wish we could just be normal. But you have to trust that this is part of God's plan."
And boy, you know, I think when we look around the world, there's no such thing as normal anymore.
Right.
I think everybody's life at some point or another, you know, we are touched by tragedy. I've been blessed and fortunate in my life that I have 10 brothers and sisters, and we've had no tragedy whatsoever. And the only person we've lost is my father, and my mother's still alive at 88, and we've never had nieces or nephews or anyone in the family die unexpectedly. So it's like really, really, really a blessing. And it's stories like yours that makes me, gosh, just stop and thank the Lord that my life hasn't been touched with such tragedy. And then I feel for you too and your children. Let me ask you, your kids, now they obviously know that grief is a part of life, and did they all go through grief counseling to get them through? And how are they dealing with things now?
Well, it's really interesting, Mary. Now my children are grown. My oldest is 38, then 36, 33, 30, 26, and my daughter is now 23. And none of them are married, which is, I think, a very curious thing. I think that grief has touched them in such a way that they are a little afraid of commitment.
Sure.
No matter how much I talk to them about it, I think they are, as one of my friends said, late coming to the party. But I think that they are slowly coming around. Now a couple of them are in serious relationships, and I expect, hopefully, that soon they will, you know, take the plunge and marry and have, you know, a wonderful life within a committed relationship and have children of their own. But as of right now, they aren't. And it has been, I think, a product of so much loss.
Most certainly. I think that whenever, even kids who go through divorcing, you know, having their parents divorce, there is a sense of loss, and there's a mourning process they go through as well. And I think that they're, like you say, a little bit gun shy when it comes to commitment, because they're so afraid things are going to fall apart on them as well.
Yes, I think that's exactly it.
Chris, why do you think some people suffer so much in life, whereas others seem to suffer relatively little?
Well, that's an interesting question, Mary. I really believe that a lot of what we are here on Earth for is to experience. And when we experience something, we can really be compassionate to others. I think I give the example of being a mother. If I talk to you about what it's like to be a mother, you immediately know what I'm talking about because you are a mother and you've experienced that. If you try to tell somebody what it's like to have a child, to, you know, deliver that child, to love that child, they can imagine, but they don't really understand. And
right.
I think that I have agreed in this lifetime to experience this, to give me some compassion and maybe to help people get through hard times, because I must say that even through the hard times, I feel that I am the luckiest person on this planet.
And that's commendable, because that really goes back to your attitude. And I think, you know, one of the ways that you probably managed to do that is to count your blessings in spite of the tragedy that you've been going through. And obviously, Chris, this is a special calling in your life to help reach out to others who have or are going through tragedy like this. And that's why you have a blog called Food for the Soul. So my listening audience, if you're out there and you find yourself going through some form of tragedy, whether it's the loss of a loved one or a divorce or whatever, you know, I believe that you could probably go on this blog and learn something and talk about it. And don't you agree, Chris, that really getting with people that care about you, being able to process the grief instead of denying it and working through it is so very important?
Oh, yes. I have to say that when I signed up to go to hospice to do the grief counseling, the first night that I was there, we had to all tell our stories. And so we went around the circle, and it was men and women around my same age who had lost a spouse, who were raising a family and were trying to deal with their grief. And being with that group meant the world to me.
Well, when we come back, we're going to have you just elaborate a little bit before the end of the program. Stay tuned, folks.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Just before the break, Chris was talking about her time sitting in a grief group. Please, you have a few minutes to elaborate, because I know I read a little bit in the book about this, but go ahead and share with our audience.
Well, when it finally got to be my turn to tell my story, I was the last one and almost unable to speak because I was crying so hard. Finally, when I was able to kind of spit it out and through the tears, all of a sudden I looked around the circle and everyone was quiet. And suddenly this one woman in the circle, after a very long pause, said, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Chris, but actually, you are our worst nightmare. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I am. And she said, we think that this can never happen to us again. We've lost a spouse. And you're telling us that it can happen again, and it did happen again. But through their companionship and through the hospice's grief counseling, I was really able to kind of put things back together and move on with life. It was a really key moment in my life, those 10 sessions that I had with the hospice counseling. And after that, I was able to put my life back together. And I really want your listeners to know that the story, Avalanche Lessons of Love, does not have a sad ending. It has a very unexpected twist and a wonderful ending. So
and that
I don't
want to
give it away.
No, I don't either, because believe me, folks, it is an interesting ending with a great twist of fate that, you know, you just have to get that book to read it. And I'm really honestly telling you, I'm encouraging you, get the book. It's a great read. I mean, you want to get away and relax someday and put your feet up and get a good book. This is a great book to read because the ending is a happy ending. And, you know, we've only got about another 1 or 2 minutes, but do you think there's any way to prepare for random tragedies in our life? What would you say to folks out there, you know, about preparing?
You know, Mary, I thought after, I think that the tendency sometimes is after I went through the university in Guadalajara, the Jesuit University, and I took all those courses, I kind of thought in my head that I had it figured out, that if I did this and that and the other thing, and if I prayed and exercised and eat properly, and that any kind of tragedy that would happen in my life, I would be able to deal with. And so I was really shocked that when Dick died and tragedy struck again, I wasn't able to deal with it, even though I was doing those things. And I don't think there's any way to prepare for it. And I think you have to go back to Archbishop Romero's words.
Right.
I can't, you must, I'm yours.
I'm yours, and show me the way. I'm going to actually print those up and put them in my office. I will have to tell you, Chris, it's been really wonderful talking with you. And I think that you need to get involved with Outstanding Moms, because I think you should have the Outstanding Mom Award for Texas. Seriously. And then I think we should meet at the Nationals, and I'll vote for you because I think you've been through so much and you're making the difference. You know, we're all doing our part to help this generation of children. And if you're helping people out there deal with grief and find the blessing in the midst of it, that's an awesome thing to offer people.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Peter. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. And everybody out there, I wish you a blessed day and look forward to talking with you next week. God bless.